This interview is taken from the latest episode of the Love the Jumps podcast.
There's plenty of them. I suppose when Cycling Europe was odds on for the champion chase, it might, there probably weren't as many, but numerically, but he was the shortest priced we ever had. We've plenty of strength and depth.
The great thing too is, Henry, that it's gone well, and you know, you were winning races at group level at Christmas, and it's all, the plan has all sort of come together in the last few months, really, since Leopardstown over the holiday, hasn't it?
Yeah, no, it's been good. We've had a really good season this year. We're very fortunate to get some really nice horses, and things have gone good for us thus far.
What about a couple of them in particular? I mean, Petit Mouchoir has been one of the big improvers.
Petit Mouchoir, yeah, look, he was a very good novice hurdler last year. So, you know, he was only just chinned by Bouverdaire in a grade one at Aintree. He was second or third in Punchestown. So he had high-level form coming to us. Since he's got into open company, he's done really well.
In a wide-open champion?
Yeah, it seems that way. You know, there seems to be horses coming out of everywhere to run in it at this stage. But our lad is, I'd say he's one of the few that's won two grade ones this year, which is great to go into the race with that.
And Champagne West, I mean, it was a terrific performance at Goran. He was a group winner by the looks of it and a handicap.
You dream that he could do something like that. But I thought it was a good, solid performance. The handicappers were very taken by it, which is always a good sign. And we'll see now. We're going into another level.
But he's, the way you finished at Goran suggests that 3 1/4, yes, with the hill at the end, that shouldn't be a problem, does it?
Yeah, look, I mean, you never know till you do it, but he was fourth in the Albert Bartlett. It was 3-1 there in the Thyestes. You know, look, I mean, bar literally running him over the course and distance, you won't really know until you get there.
Do we have a jockey situation resolved on that, or is it just a question of waiting and seeing a bit on it?
No, yeah, we haven't confirmed anything yet.
And Special Tiara, an old friend. I mean, he's done you proud the last couple of years.
Delighted with him, won well at Kempton at Christmas. He always gives his all and hoping for a good run.
You've actually had more runners at Cheltenham this winter probably than you've had in past years going into the festival. Has that been deliberate or just trying to give a few horses a sighter now ahead of March?
It hasn't been deliberate anyhow by my answer there. No, it hasn't been deliberate. Just various horses we felt might have suited various races.
And the novices look good too. There's a lot of interest for you in the novice races all over the place.
Yeah, we've a few nice novices going. Yeah, absolutely. Obviously a few in the Arkle, a couple in the JLT, maybe one or two in the RSA. So we'll see.
To hear more interviews like this, just head over to the main Love the Jumps channel for the full podcast. You can also subscribe on iTunes or your preferred podcasting platform. Just search for Love the Jumps.